It is now 7 o'clock. Thank you all for joining me here. Right about now, the Morning Detour's got it. Take it away, Morning Detour.
We just continue to give it away. And it's cool. Everyone can participate. Nike still works with Joy.
Right.
It's just the nature of our relationship has to change.
You are now tuned into the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 yes. Montreal, my city. You know how we're doing things this morning. We got an RIP, Mika Ben. We lost a Haitian legend. Salute to my Haitian community this morning. It's Montreal, my city. It's another Friday, 7:01 on the dial, on the dial. You guys know how I'm going to do things. This is the Morning Detour, the number one show in the country. We're live on Twitch, on YouTube, on Facebook, Detour 514, Moon Chaser, Lambo. I want to start with some vibes this morning, DJ Matty. I want to talk to him a little bit, DJ Matty. Oh, me and Lambo might have to break out some pompa dance this morning. I want you to feel me this morning. Big up Triad King. Mika Ben, we're going to miss you, brother. We lost a legend over the weekend. This is the best morning show in the country. Montreal, my city. Good morning. Good morning. Michelle, I see you. Moliannol, I see you. B9, Dajinay. RDP, how can I forget? We lost a legend over the weekend, boy. Mika Ben. Ah. Big up to all the Haitian community. Big up, Team Griot.
Pour un homme, tu ne veux plus voir le jour. Des milliers d'entre eux rêvent de te faire l'amour.
This morning, we're gonna get you right this morning. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in sneaker and clothing. We even have electrical cards. Oh boy, the sweet sounds. Mikael Benjamin died suddenly over the weekend. What a blow to the Haitian community, man. What a great artist, what a creator we lost. He spoke like multiple languages, Lambo. It's crazy, man. We're losing all our greats, man. But we want to throw a salute this Friday on the Morning Detour. Mika Benjamin, you always be remembered.
That's right.
Our praise and love goes out to you and your family. IET, l'union fait la force.
Que me manqué de ti.
ça me tape chercher en l'air. Et moi je n'y à terre. Ça te fait plaisir. T'es gagnant comme ça. Y'a un monde pour consoler. L'aime t'es gagnant l'orange. Ou parti qui t'aime. Ou bel moment nous dépasser. Pour rien obligé séparer. C'est ça lié. Dépassé des années, nous pas jamais bouqué. Pour une raison, pour une raison, relation pas marché. Doudou chérie, t'es fait tout ça en vie. Ou qui t'aime, m'a demandé au retourner. Ou parti qui t'aime, nouvel moment, nous dépassé. Pour une obligé séparé, c'est ça lié.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hola, 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 hola.
I've been mixing.
Hola.
I've been sitting.
Hola, hola, hola. Okay, we're gonna get mixy this morning.
It's happening this morning.
This is all black brewers, distillers, ventillers. I don't know if that's a word. It's our black brewers episode. Every song moving forward is a hip hop or rap song related to alcohol.
That's right.
This episode is called Pour Me a Drink. No, this one's called I'm gonna need another one.
I'm gonna need another one.
We're gonna open up a try a thing. We got Van Sylvain coming. We got an interview with Beverly from Runfest.
Woo.
And we have the Uber creator, radio TV host, over 2 decades in the game, Mr. Philip Femi was coming on the show. Oh boy,
nice.
Everybody popular is coming on the show. It's the stamp now. You gotta do the detour. But every song is about alcohol. We celebrating alcohol and hip hop, black brewers. We're doing big things. It's the number one morning show in the country. Big up CKT. This is the mighty CKT 9.3 FM. The Nigerian princess is here fresh from LA. Maybe she saw Kanye at the Drink Champs. I don't know. We'll digress.
We'll talk about it.
Mom, don't call me. I got to do a little bit of Kanye.
We got to,
Nori,
Mom.
You foul for this one, Nori. You foul for this one. But you drunk in love, baby. Let's go.
And I woke up in the kitchen. So how the hell did this shit happen? No,
oh, I love the weekend. I love the weekend.
Drunk in love.
I know some of y'all got cups and bottles in the trunk. Don't front like you ain't in the parking lot at work. Get mixy. This is our Black Brew episode. I'm gonna need to pour another one.
A skinny model right before her one-way show. She the one in the back, nose running from the blood. And we did it on the floor. That's why she walking kind of funny. Should've never put this on. Bitch, I'm only 24 and
yes, bonjour, bonjour, Montreal, bonjour, Montreal, bonjour, Montreal. We are live on the YouTube. We are live on the Twitch. You never heard Drunk in Love, Compa Edition. This is the number one show in the country. Beyonce, talk to me, let it go. Big up Team Jury. Big up Clio. Prestige, I need the sponsorship. Prestige, I need the sponsorship.
Baby, I want you.
If you ain't dancing in the car, you a liar. If you ain't in the parking lot at work, whining down next to the passenger door, Lambo, you lying.
Cigars on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights,
yeah.
You can make it, fit it, fit it, baby, I want you.
Listen, if you never had her come over the house, 3 o'clock in the morning, Lambo. She was coming after Koi Lambo. She was coming after Jet Lambo. Hold on, Beyonce. And she gave you that slow bubble. You guys are still in the doorway sales. She wasn't able to get her heels off sales. She was drunk in love, baby. Oh.
We be all night. The thing I remember is that beautiful body's grinding off in that glow.
Around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the
we doing everything
flat.
This morning. We are doing everything this morning. We are celebrating black brewers, vintillers. I gotta stop saying that wrong. Let me pull up the proper name of that. Listen, man, we got a lot of things happening this morning, man. All the songs this morning are rap and hip-hop songs related to alcohol. We're celebrating black brewers this morning. We got some entrepreneurs coming on the show. And of course, Philip Finneau is international, world-renowned broadcaster. Philip Finneau is coming on the show, TV, radio host for Radio Canada. Boy, everybody that's official is coming by the detour now. We are definitely the Canadian Breakfast Club at this point. But let's play some more songs. We're celebrating alcohol this morning. Let's go.
Fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute. And the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip. Then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor. Then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor. Then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles. Then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play. May watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
I'm taking y'all back this morning. If you don't remember this one, if you wasn't in college in the club, six dudes on one bottle, the bottle was 200 back then. You know how we do things, Montreal.
Start with straight shots and then pop bottles. Pour it on the models. Shut up, swallow. If you can't swallow, shut up, goggle. Straight up out that water with my Marc Jacobs goggles. I'm fresher than a mub. Yep, I'm a mub. No, I wouldn't take your girl, but I shall take her tub from her. Cause you tell a man love woman like no other woman. Hey, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I thought you were my other woman.
Hey, these are the late nights in L.A. Lambo's driving through Calabasas. She was at the Drake after party. Are you gonna turn on your mic, Lambo?
Englewood.
Lambo says she went to Englewood.
I went to Compton. We were doing stuff in Venice Beach. Please, I didn't Calabasas. It's too damn far. I'm not that bougie.
Lambo said she was going to the swap meet. She needed the swishers. Big up, Montreal Massy. This is our Black Brewers and Vinters and Distillers episode.
That's right,
all
baby.
The songs is about alcohol this morning. Good morning, my city. Good morning, my city. It's kind of gray this morning, but you know how we're doing things. It's getting colder. Let's go into it.
Me and cheap girls, they cheat. We do numbers, they fly. Dip skin to you, then we fast forward. Yeah. Stand low like a stash house. Yeah. Band all the band all trap house. Yeah. Made it with nothing, learned to swag out. Yeah. Can't be defeated, I got mad sauce. Yeah. Why would I front like it ain't my fault?
Oh, sales thought I forgot. Oh, we went in the crates this morning. It's nothing but black brewers this morning. We're celebrating alcohol and rap in hip hop. You know we're doing things. Oh, this is our old drink. It's like 20 years old, this joint right here.
I drink, I smoke.
Can you get me high?
I'm feeling like I'm floating through the friendly skies. Baby, baby, can you fix me something nice with ice? Overseas with some G's, doing what I like. Reprimendo, full of endo, blowing like I'm supposed to blow. Lil' Joe from Kokomo, all we do is token blow. Comfortable, knock a hoe, mix Cran and Bacado. Make her lock it though, cause I'm so biteable, edible, likable. Yeah, the fiend, got what I need, know what I mean, burn. On our P's and our C's, we got trees to burn. So listen up, grab your bottle, lift it up. Grab that blunt and blaze it up, you know why?
I drink, I smoke, but you go hard. Sippin' on the drone, till it tastes like water.
And I just finished that Gucci Man book. Oh, the joint's so crazy. Y'all remember Wasted? Much like, y'all don't remember Wasted. Let me go. DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. We are the Gardens of the Galaxy. This is the best urban morning show in the country. The Morning Detour. Angelica, where you at, baby? Uncle Ernest, Uncle Cecil, I see you. Let's go.
Party, let's all get wasted. Shake it for me, baby girl, do it butt naked. I'm so wasted, she's so wasted. Tell the bartender, send me 20 more chances.
Like Whitney, geeking like Britney. Gucci no hippie, but it's on like Jimmy. It's pill poppers, geeked up crazy. Whole click rolling, everyone's wasted. Cup of codeine, Sprite, paint, don't waste it. Mix up, I'm all drunk at that table.
She's coming over with her.
Late night calls, feeling slightly faded. Free alcohol at the club, that shit's overrated. Call up liquor locker, bring me apple vodka. Shawty, yeah, 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 you know that I could do you proper. Pour you a drink, would you please stop fussing with your Samsung? I call your bluff while you playing. I ain't that nigga to play games on. No, 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 I could do you proper, proper. I could do you proper, proper. I love your conversation. Usually I'm not the long talker, but this liquor, 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 liquor got me talking, talking way too much, way too much, way too much. Way too much, got me texting, calling, it's 2:30 in the morning, trying to wake you up, wake you up, where you at, where you at. I might put a Uber on ya, I might have to pull up on ya, pick you up, fuck you up, give you some, but it's liquor, liquor, from the 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 liquor.
Oh, that's how we're feeling this morning, that's how we're feeling this morning. Let me turn up your mic, queen, let me turn up your mic. 7:17 in the morning. Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. They say I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside the Nigerian princess. Some people call her Lambo. The doors only go up. She's fresh out of L.A. I don't know how we didn't lose you to Inglewood. Dumb Crips, some blood should have kidnapped you. When's the last time Game saw you?
It's been a couple years, actually.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if you're new to the show, shout out to all new listeners and shout out to our return listeners. For the next 2 hours, we'll give you the best in hip-hop and R&B news and culture. Yes, I'm going to talk about Kanye, but just briefly, because this morning, is our Black Brewers episode, Vinters and Distillers. We have Beverly. He is the founder and creator of Rum Fest. You know, every summer we have the Rum Fest thing going on here. So we had a great conversation about the history of rum and how he started YEL Rum Fest. We have James from Vin Sur Vin. Oh, man. These are the Haitian importers.
Yeah.
So they're bringing up everything. And we have critically acclaimed TV and radio host from Radio Canada, Philip Femi. He's coming on the show as well. So, you know, we got mixed. I want to talk about culture. I want to talk about the influence of liquor and rap music. I got some numbers and some facts. We'll get into all that in a little bit. Lambo, how you been? You were Jetson. You were on the West Coast for a little bit. So how was that?
Well, I want to give a big shout out to Pacifica Beauty because they treated us so well. They flew us out to California for the Real Catwalk, you know, which is body positive, body conscience. it's all bodies. Everybody's welcome to walk. You walk in your lingerie and you celebrate your body, no matter what size you are or how old you are.
Yeah.
And I'm a veteran of the real catwalk, so that's why they asked me to come.
I love the Rose Lambo. I mean, why is there a movement for men that love the Rose? I love the Rose. I love the stretch mark. I won't be the one to rub the cocoa butter on you.
You see, well, there's a lot of people out there you can rub cocoa butter on with the Rose.
Cocoa butter. Two sponsorships I need. I need Prestige and I need cocoa butter. And maybe baby oil, but Johnson & Johnson would be kind of crazy a little bit. No, so you had a great time over there?
I had a great time. They treated us really well. You know, I got to reunite with the Real Catwalk veterans, and we got to turn up a little bit. Shout out to the Irwin Hotel. They were absolutely incredible. They treated us so amazing. They fed us well.
I heard you were twerking with the dudes in the hood, man.
What's going on, man? I went to go see my mother.
You're a social and mothers, advocate.
And a mother can be sexy, can be hot, and can drop it like it's hot.
No. So that's what you're doing? You go to L.A. to afford the body positivity, and you're out there grinding and dutty whining. This is crazy.
And I do it when I'm here, too, when I go to the club with my husband, and he watches me dutty whine all the
time. So what did the Crimson Blood dudes in Inglewood say when they saw you breaking it down?
Well, I was chilling. I went down to Inglewood to go see my homeboy. Went to Long Beach and Redondo Beach, and I was in my sweats. I was walking in my sweats. I had my nice shoes from DG Kicks. Shout out to DG Kicks and Chantel. Yeah. And it got hot, so, you know, I took off my top. I was sitting there chilling.
You're dying to take off your top, man. Yeah, show them everything's still upright.
No, because it was hot. So I'm in my sports bra. I'm chilling, and this dude comes up to me. He's like, yo, what you doing in the hood? You're not from here. I'm like, how do you know that? He's like, I can tell. I never seen a woman that looked like you over here. I'm like, okay.
No BBL over here for you, buddy. No BBL for you over here. Okay, so let's get into it. So Saturday night, I went out to the Optimista event. It was a four-part series. I went to the first part, which is Courage. I met Gamal Torreira. He's the first openly gay police officer in the Met. Yo, great meeting this guy. To meet someone from the other side of the pond. He's from the UK. It was great. Shout out to everybody. Optimista was a great, great thing. I saw Lambo, one of the best documentaries of my life. I saw a documentary called Riding with Fire. It's a group of Dalit women. You know, in Indian culture, there's different castes. It's basically like different socioeconomic classes.
Yep.
And the Dalit are the ones that they look the most upon. So the movie's about this group of Dalit women that started their own newspaper. Mm. So it's all like Indian women with this newspaper. And you see, when you see men condescending attitude towards women, especially certain parts of the world. And like they're out there trying to get news, you know, this whole mining mafia, you know, they show parts where in some villages a man just saw his wife get raped by 3-4 dudes. Yeah. They show videos of a woman getting beat down by axes. And these women are there trying to fight for justice, trying to get the word out. It really impacted me in terms, just as a broadcast, in terms of the message that you try to put out there. I'm going to segue with that to Kanye in just a little bit. But shout out to Optimista. Shout out to Danny Payne for always putting me on these kind of great things. I also want to shout out the heartfelt dance performance by Diana Leon.
Nice.
those women that do this interpretive dancing, you know, those pieces are like 4 or 5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. How do they remember all the steps? I think they'd be making up some of this joints.
No, like I know some people that do interpretive and it's got lyrical dancing because I study dance. But that was one of the dances I didn't study because I felt like I would just get too confused. And because they get really, really into it, like, okay, ballet, salsa, merengue, bachata, all those other things I was cool with and I was able to do Afro dance. But when it came to lyrical, I was like, how do they do that?
You know? I love to see you rap in the basement. I can't really get to the point where it's like Big Tig in the basement. We put like a little booth in the corner brought to you by HLR. Maybe HLR might sponsor that for Christmas.
I used to say for a Wager.
Wait, no, what's time for the Wager? Okay. And then on Tuesday, shout out to Warner Music Canada, shout out to my man Donald over there. I got to meet CK, his new album out, Sad Romance. He had that famous song, Amelia. Mm-hmm. So I got to meet him. That was pretty cool, man. Shout out to TD Studio. I love how Steve's doing. Little kid, he didn't want to go to daycare. He wanted to drink some of this try thing. So we did that. I've been trying to read a book. Shout out to Russell Parkway. I met Fonemi also over the weekend. Fonemi doing great work for black community.
He's actually going to come amazing.
He's actually going to come on the show in a little bit. He told me to keep my eye on the next police chief. We're actually in deliberations right now, the city of Montreal. We're about to get a new police chief. I know we're driving buses into buildings and stuff, but we are trying to get a new police chief in here. So he told me to keep my eye on that. Russell Parkway, black author. I do have a black author episode coming up in late November. So all that to say, my man Sean called me Sunday. My man Sean called me Sunday night, sale. S-Dot said, hey, did you see Kanye on Drink Champs? I said, what are you talking about? I saw the one before when his name dropped down. He's a citizen of the world. He said, nah, there's a new one. Mm-hmm. So my first reaction, I was like, yo, Kanye at the height of his rant. I've never seen him like this before. And we're going to go put a mic in front of him. And now we know that he's tried to get on the Joe and tried to get on many other shows. And people told him, no, any smart black person that has a platform like ours, would not put Kanye at this point. No matter if it's gonna give you crazy numbers, no matter if it's gonna get you that, no. you know, get you that light. Some ain't right. You know, some people won't say he's a bipolar. Some people won't say he's just, you know, he's about outreach marketing.
No,
Lambo.
But I really want to touch on that because, you know, I'm a mental health advocate. So when I watch something like that, and we have to say that because bipolar disorder is not like anxiety or depression. Mm. Okay, bipolar disorder, you have manic states.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you see somebody with schizophrenia going through manic aggressive states. People with bipolar disorder go through severe manic states where they no longer know what they're doing. They no longer know what they're saying. You can tell by the way he's speaking. I know people with bipolar disorder, and I've seen the ups, the downs, and you can tell he's not on his medication, and he needs to be on his medication because when you medicate somebody on bipolar, like you see when he was chill and calm when he was with Kim, that was medicated Kanye. Okay,
but that's not creative Kanye. But I don't
know exactly. It suppresses your creativity.
You know, I've been quiet on this for the last couple weeks because I don't know how to feel, man. He's alienated every group. So I feel like it's outrage marketing. And I saw the text message exchange between him and Diddy. Please go see that. It's pretty crazy.
I saw that.
So Drink Champs, you know you're in a bad place when even Donald Trump is like, oh, hold on, Kanye. Donald Trump is like, hold on, Kanye. You might be going a little too far,
pump
brother.
Pump your brakes, bro.
George Floyd, the estate, the family, they're going to sue. They're presently suing Kanye for $250 million right now. What do you say? George Floyd really died from fentanyl? It's just... But in the conversation he had with Nori, and it's twofold here, and then I'll pass it to Lambo. In that conversation, not everything Kanye's saying is crazy. It's just the fact that it comes out erratic.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out structured. And he starts somewhere, and he's contradictory a lot, too. And I find one thing about black people, we hate people that contradict themselves.
Yeah,
but contradiction is a human nature. Like, you could feel one way about something and be contradictory. But when you're on a platform and you're expressing ideas and you're having a conversation with another person, you got to be a little bit more structured.
You got to be a little bit more structured.
And two, Nori be wild, bro. Nori had to come in the Breakfast Club and apologize. Kanye, so this made sense to everybody. Kanye, at the height of his rantism, I don't even know if rantism is a word.
We're creating words.
Sales, you might have to Google Webster that. Kanye, at the height of his rantism, you're going to bring him on a show where the premise of the show is to drink alcohol and smoke weed. And everybody in the room thought this was a great idea.
No, I didn't. I thought this was a horrible
idea. We thought this wasn't going to go left. And it sucks because, you know what I mean? I'm about the art, I'm about the creativity. I don't know, I've always had the same stance about Kanye. And it hurts me because I know Kanye's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, perfectly transparent, I'm passing you right now, Lambo. I'll be perfectly transparent. When I first saw the White Lies, I wasn't that offended by it. I was like, okay, one, I'm like, okay, he's just doing outreach marketing. And two, I'm like, it's not that deep for me. But the more I start listening to people talk about, you know, the fact that, you know, Kanye's a billionaire, he's in rooms where people of that elk only see him as a black person.
Exactly.
So by default, he's low key kind of representing us, even though a lot of us in black communities don't look for Kanye for our black representation. But he's in spaces where a lot of us don't have access to. So a lot of people are looking at him like, yo, how the hell is Kanye going to be a black man from America and go to Europe fashion show and wear White Lives Matter?
You know,
what kind of message that's sending?
You know, where I had a very deep conversation actually with my kids about this because we always have intelligent conversations. And then I had one with a friend of mine and her son. And you know what her son said to me? He said, listen, auntie, this is Kanye at the end of the day. And, you know, I think what he meant by the message, even though he likes to be outrageous, what I believe he meant by the message was that, you know, because of the society that we live in, and this is now a 14-year-old, okay, telling me this, the society that we live in and what, you know, how it's structured when it comes to the hierarchy of the white man versus the black man, is that black lives matter if white lives matter. So basically, you know, it's kind of like when you go to Africa.
It's conditional love being black.
Yeah, that's what it is. So it's kind of like when you go to Africa. It's like if you're white or if you're light-skinned, you're seen as being better than... Yeah. And I think that's what it is. Maybe that was his message trying to say that. I don't know. But I don't agree with it.
I think... You know, I don't like to make blanket statements. I think just as people, I don't think this is a racial thing. Mm-hmm. I think as people, we have to get to a place where we can express our frustration a little bit more coherently.
Yes.
But it's hard because, you know, I think we've gotten just really wild with our emotions now. Like, everyone's just like, I feel this way, I'm going to go on TikTok and make videos. I feel this way, I'm just going to go scream at people.
Ego and emotions. I tell people, emotions...
And money.
It's great to have emotions. It's great to have feelings because that's what being alive is about. Mm. It's like, for me, I'm a very factual person. So sometimes I sit in the room to have a conversation with someone and I'm so logical and rational and factional and they're like... They get emotional. They get angry. And I see them get there. And I'm like, calm down, Tito. Pump your brakes, bro. Like, we can have a conversation. But it seems to be a problem. A lot of people, they don't know how to remove ego in a conversation. They don't know how to remove emotion in order to get their point across. I've learned how to do that. And it's taken me a lot of practice because I used to fly off.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, everything's hard. But see, I always tell people, I think most people are just lazy.
Yeah.
Self-work is hard. Self-work is defeating.
Yeah.
Self-work is sometimes being disappointed with yourself.
Ugly.
Yeah, and nobody wants to feel bad about themselves.
It's like, you know, ugly.
Nobody wants to feel bad about themselves. Okay, it's filthy. When we come back, I'm going to do some local international news. Let's play some more alcohol songs. This morning, we're doing Black Brewers. Right before we go, I just want everybody to know, we're celebrating rum, distillers, Black Brewers, all of that. For those that don't know, a study conducted by Northwestern University found that 22.4% of songs on Billboard's Hot 100 list mention alcohol. Wow. And the data from the research performed by the BU and Johns Hopkins showed that the three music genres that had the most alcohol-centered music were as follows. Hip-hop and rap,
yep.
Country and pop. Mm-hmm. You know, country, they only drinking one thing. They only drinking moonshine. But you know what I'm saying? So themes of alcohol use were most apparent in rap and hip-hop music. These genres accounted for 37.7% of the songs that mention alcohol and most frequently reference tequila, vodka, cognac, and champagne. And throughout the show, I'll let you guys know different rappers and personalities that have their own liquor and what their liquors are. And then we have Vance O'Van come in and we have an interview with Beverly from YUL Run Fest. Let's play some music and come back and do some news, man. It's the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM, Moon Chaser Lambo. You know how you're doing things. DJ Man ones and twos. Let me lock it. Let's go.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do not miss acclaimed electronic artist and trailblazer Marc Ribier at Place Belle on Friday, October 21st, as part of his North American 2022 tour. Marc Ribier. Tickets available at evenco.ca. Visit www.marcribiellet.com. That's marcribier.com for more information.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. Montreal, my city, we have a concerned caller. We have a PSA this morning. We got an issue with Kanye this morning. Good morning, caller. It was not working.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Good morning, caller. You had an issue with Kanye West this morning.
Yes. Morning, Dito. Yes. I think there are so much important issue to speak about. Mm. The violence with kids against the parents.
Yeah.
And the father against the kids and all the rest of it like that. To be talking about Conway West, he needs help.
No, he definitely needs help. No, I think
needs professional help.
I think it's important to talk about Kanye West because we are a hip-hop morning show and Kanye West is one of our pillars of the game.
No,
it's very important. He's a brother in need. He's a brother that needs help. I think it's important to talk about brothers that need help on the show, no?
I don't care. He needs professional help. Stop talking about it. It has all kind of a different topics to talk about. Please, I don't want to listen to you talking about Conway West. Let he go and get the help. Send it to his producers or whoever it is. He needs help.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, concerned caller. Well, listen, a lot of us need help, you know what I mean? The more detours of hip-hop show, we turn you up there, Lambo. Well, a lot of people need help, man. You know, as I said at the top of the show, let's get into some news and local international news. So, as I said at the top of the show, we celebrated Haitian singer Michael Benjamin. He died suddenly of cardiac arrest after collapsing on stage in Paris over the weekend. So, I was really sad. His community was definitely hit. He was one of our better creators. So that, what a saw, what a loss. Mika Ben, what a loss, man. And he had tweeted right before the show. Mm-hmm. He was showing love to the, you know, the fellow acts that are about to go on. Mm-hmm. You know, he can sing in Creole and French, English and Spanish. He plays several instruments such as guitar, keyboard, bass, and drums. He was a man of many talents. We definitely lost a creator, a genius, and it hurts.
Definitely condolences to his family, friends, and to his pregnant wife. You know, she's trying to, I was reading her statement and it broke my heart, you know, like they were just about to have a baby. And, you know, my condolences to everybody. This is definitely, you know, black men, go check your health, go check things out.
I was just about to say that, you know, are we not taking care of ourselves well enough? I've seen a lot of us are, you know, falling, especially a lot of black creators and celebrities. I like this 40 to 60 age. We shouldn't be down at that age, and it hurts.
Well, according to the Heart Institute, because I used to have a heart condition that actually I had my surgery here at the Montreal Heart Institute.
Yeah.
I had a very rare disorder called Wolff-Parkinson-White, which is a form of tachycardia. I was basically having heart attacks every 2 weeks when I was 23 years old. And I was put on an 8-year waiting list for it, but I finally had it done. So when I spoke to the doctor, the cardiologist said that black people, but especially black men, are predisposed to getting heart condition and cardiac arrest. So you guys have to go out there and check your hearts.
Well, that makes sense, because I was told I have a cold heart. So that makes sense. I died from a heart attack. Nobody wants to go that way. Now, speaking about artists and health, you know, Brandy says she has dehydration and low amounts of nutrition after a hospitalization report. So the singer 43 thanked her fans for sending her love and light. So, you know, our prayers go out to Brandy too, because Brandy could sing.
Yeah.
You know, Brandy gave you Moesha. Brandy, you know, like, listen, man, Brandy, you know, she was on the soundtrack. I love when she did the Rugrats soundtrack, when she did the song with Mace. That's great, man. And she's a Grammy Award winning singer, you know what I mean? So let's, you know, send our prayers out to Brandy. Somebody let me know who's going to pay for this. So Canada's GST credit is doubling, and 11 million.
We are paying for
11 million Canadians will get hundreds of dollars more. So the federal government plan to double the GST credit has officially been approved, which means eligible Canadians will qualify for hundreds of dollars more over the next 6 months. So this means the GST credit will be doubled for the next 6 months. It'll help make life more affordable for millions of Canadians. So let me show you how this breaks down, Lambo. This means that Canadians without children will receive up to an extra $234, and couples with two children will receive up to an extra $467 this year. Seniors will receive an extra $225 on average.
First of all, like, with all the money the government's trying to put out, where is it coming from? It comes from taxpayers' money, number one. Number two, how is an extra two? So let's say most people receive, let's say, $125 for GST, depending on your earnings, because it all goes into your earnings and spendings. So an extra $400. I understand for some people it'll help, but now the socioeconomical issues with rent going up and properties going up and food going up, and we're, you know, it just doesn't, the money, listen, I'm a numbers person.
Didn't
Lugo
promise us money? Where's the incentive?
We're never going to get it, because he promised us on the first election that we were going to get an incentive that we're still waiting for, and people still went to go, oh, you know what? We see, I got the numbers. You remember the numbers we were talking about the election?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to bring it up because this is just, it hurts my feelings. They said 66% of people, Quebecers, went to go vote. Do you know it's 40.6% voted for the CAQ?
That's crazy.
40.6.
Yeah, man, we got to show up more.
You see?
No, but listen, we got to bring some more politicians on the show. I think there needs to be a deeper conversation where we're like, Montreal may have to divide, because if everything outside of Montreal is CAQ-centric, like, we may have to divide. But I think we need to put more attention on what I'm about to say next. Montreal area emergency rooms are struggling at overcapacity. So across the whole city, we're overcrowded throughout the heights of the pandemic. And after 3 years, doctors say the ailing healthcare system is still not improving. In fact, it's getting worse. The levels are extra concerning as concerns about rising COVID-19 hospitalization and the upcoming flu season, right? Mm-hmm. So as of Tuesday, the Ministry of Health said there were 3,865 healthcare workers absent for COVID-19 related reasons across the province.
Yeah, the reason is they don't want to come in and deal with COVID-related issues because the government is creating this hype. Listen, this is my opinion. Okay, let's do the disclaimer.
Our ideas and opinions do not reflect upon CK2 and McGill. It's solely that of Weezy Moonchaser and Lambo.
No, because I have to give my opinion on this. We're going into scare tactics again, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I've been very open about my status. I don't judge people. I decided to go get vaccinated for my own choices and reasons to be able to go and work. But when I did so, I had a regret because I got very sick when I had the second vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, my choice. So now we're seeing the government using scare tactics again. We see, oh my God, it's coming back. Listen, it's flu season. We get the flu. We get a lot of things. If we even look at the history of the flu that is influenza now, it used to be the Spanish flu that was killing people just like COVID is doing right now. So when it's coming down to this, we have to look at, for 2 years, we suffered and struggled with our mental health and our health. However, imagine the hospital workers, the nurses, the doctors, the ones that we lost, the ones that committed suicide. There was a doctor here in Quebec who she committed suicide because she couldn't take what she was dealing with going into the hospital and dealing with, you know, seeing everybody going through these COVID related issues. So I have many friends that are nurses and doctors that told me, they're like, listen, we want to move. I have a friend of mine, she's moving to New York next year. She's a nurse. She's doing her licensing right now to leave. Unless we fix things, we're screwed. So if you get sick and you need to go to the emergency room,
there might not be enough doctors for anybody.
You might have to go either to Hawkesbury or go somewhere else.
You might go to Cornwall.
Yeah.
Get yourself some Ray and Nephew.
And there you go.
Get yourself some Ray and Nephew and some good healthcare. Talking about healthcare, now they're saying that the hair straightening chemical products linked to increased uterine cancer risk.
But that's always been there.
How are we not catching it? Listen, I don't use hair straightener, but maybe Lambo, you can speak more about this.
I did when I was younger. I used hair relaxer when I was younger. But the fact that they're surprised, there's so many chemicals in there.
So, yeah. So women who use their hair straightening chemicals are at higher risk for uterine cancer compared to those who don't, a new study by the National Institute of Health has found. So the study published this week found that of the 33,497 participants, those who use chemical products designed to straighten their hair more than four times a year were more than twice as likely to develop uterine cancer. That's crazy.
But you know what's crazy in that is a lot of black women are already predisposed to getting breast cancer and uterine cancers and other forms of rare cancers. And that's another thing. So then we're utilizing these products. So maybe there's the link, because you know when you have the stats. Mm. So maybe the stats are why women are getting these types of cancer, especially black women in our community. Maybe it's women that have been straightening their hair previously, straightening their hair from time. So this is the issue that we're having, because so when they're doing the stats about cancer and in the black community and black women, does it actually make sense? Is it just basic studies, women who have never used these chemical hair straighteners? That's what we have to really look at.
Yeah, I need to know more, Institute.
Yes.
National Institute of Health, I need to know more.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out this Great Samaritan. So freshening kicks for 155 students at Montreal High School have teens walking on air, literally. So students at Montreal's James Ling High School says, good to get free shoes. Boy, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I remember getting a fresh pair of Nikes, man. You feel great about yourself, man. It's better than everything. So 155 students at Montreal's James Ling High School who kicked off the week with a brand new pair of sneakers Monday morning. It's all thanks to a shoe drive organized by a former intern at the school located in the southwest neighborhood of St. Henry. So Julian Grohl Brown said after successful drive last year, he decided to do it again as it helped so many students and their families. So shout out to Julian Grohl Brown, and we're going to reach out to him and get him on the show and give him his flowers for his great Samaritan effort, man. 155 shoes for kids. And you know what it's like being in high school and being one of those kids, you know, your family don't really have it. And you know, I mean, I remember going to camp, I had the same shoe for the whole year. You know what I mean? So I know, I mean, my first hand-me-down with these Air Maxes for my brother Fox. And I've loved Air Max ever since. You got to walk on air.
Yeah.
Great news, guys. I can't wait for this to come to Montreal, but these dudes are going to get robbed. But so marijuana was illegal. Marijuana was illegal 4 years ago. Now Uber Eats delivers in Toronto.
Yeah.
So Toronto cannabis shoppers will be able to request cannabis deliveries through Uber Eats starting Monday. The food delivery platform owned by U.S. tech giant Uber Technologies announced a partnership with online marijuana marketplace Leafly on Sunday that will see the process pot orders for retailers Hidden Leaf Cannabis, Monero for Cannabis, and Shiva's Rose. We don't want no Shiva's Rose, man.
Yeah, but we already have, because the SQDC actually delivers.
Oh, yeah.
I know, because I order.
Oh, you order? I didn't know.
The SQDC delivers.
I didn't know they come all the way to Pancor.
Because we have an SQDC in Pancor.
I don't know why they put one out there. Y'all already grown it out there already.
You know, next door.
Oh, man. So that's all I have for you guys for the news this morning. We're going to play some music. We're still celebrating black brewers, vintillers, distillers, all that good stuff.
That's right.
After the music, we have a great interview with Beverly from YUL Rum Fest. And then after that, we'll play some more music. And then, we should have, Mr. Philip Femi on your TV radios. It's a big show. It's more Detour. Make sure you follow us on social media, Detour514. We're live on Twitch, live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. It's the Morning Detour. Shoot us a line, man. Follow us, Detour504. Montreal, my city. You know how we do things. Let me go.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hyped necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3
yeah,
FM.
Yeah, let's get it, Maddie.
Taking shots in here. You want one?
We'll give you guys all of something. Yeah, what's that next Rihanna album coming out, boy? We'll take another shot, baby. We'll take another shot, baby. DJ Maddie, Gardens of the Galaxy. Where's Scotty when you need him? This is the Morning Detour. Make sure you follow us, Lambo. I know you remember this one. I know you remember this one, Much of My City.
Take a finger. Nothing.
Much we all, let's go. Yeah. I need to know. I'll buy you a couple drinks. You know me. You know me. Mo Jason. DJ Maddie. What's your name? This is the Morning Detour, Black Brewers episode. You know how we're doing things. You know me. Catch us online, Detour 504. Catch us online. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance until you rolling with me? Back to the green. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk, get what we did. I'ma buy you a drink.
Some money with you, baby girl. I'm gonna buy you all the drinks. I'll buy you the ballpoint on the credit card. Let's get going. Walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. That's what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. We don't have fun. You don't see on that Patron. It's a different kind of morning show. You know how we're doing. The Morning Detour. Louise, I see you. Jazzle, I see you. Hey. What you think about that, Angelica? You guys not ready for us this morning? Black Brewers have been tillers and distillers. It's the Morning Detour. Oh, we gotta play some Kanye. Miss Thomas, this one's for you. If you angry with Kanye right now. Listen, man. I gave you everything. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the graduation. Kanye should have graduated then. I mean, too much bullshit. Miss B, this one's for you. With these drunken hot girls. She gon' do too much bullshit just to mess with these drunken hot girls. We go.
It's the real Svetlana. It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
The Morning Detour.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
All right. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Reezy Mood Chasing here. Now I want everybody to stop what they're doing. Hopefully you've dropped the kids off. Hopefully you're coming from the overnight. You didn't go into work just yet. Get your cup ready. Y'all know how I do in the Morning Detour. This is one of my favorite dudes I get to meet. We have Mr. YUL Rumfest. Mr. Rum King. You know what I mean? Every July, they throwing on the Rum Fest. I ain't get an invite, Beverly. I ain't get a stage. You didn't give me a booth. I couldn't get a signature moon chase. How y'all doing things? We have Beverly from YUL Rum Fest on the show. What's going on, King?
Hey, I'm just happy to be here, man. To be honest, thank you for the invite. I was waiting for a long time myself. How about that? So we're even.
Yeah, I thought it was like my 10 friends and my mom that listened to the show, but it's good to see the whole city supporting us. Now, I've heard people for years talk about this Rum Fest. It's a good event. Are you going to the Rum Fest? I heard a lot of girls are at the Rum Fest. Yeah, but before we get into all the fun part of it, what inspired you to put on such an event in Montreal?
Well, it started with the fact that I went to a friend's house in 2015. He was having a party. And he's from Guadeloupe. So being from Montreal, of Haitian descent, Caribbean descent, I mean, you know, we mingle east, west, whatever, north, south. You know, we're all over the place, Caribbean.
Yeah.
West Indians, we're all over the place. So what happened is when you got someone that comes from the islands directly, they're schooling you about, like, hey, your benchmark for rums is not up to par. And I was like, yo, whatever. So he introduced me to rum, and I was like, wow. So that was my first intro. Then the second thing that happened, I went to Martinique for a business entrepreneur adventure to find out, like, what I could have done. And it was a program for students. I was the eldest student over there at 35.
And it never too late, Beverly. It ain't too late.
But, you know, I was like, okay, am I in my place? And I didn't know what I was going to do there. So when I went to Martinique, what I discovered is that throughout the whole islands, we have one thing in common. We either speak different languages or whatever, but we have one thing in common is that we all went through the hardship of the sugarcane business. So having that in my head, I was like, wait a minute. You know, there's certain cultural differences amongst us. Even in Montreal, we know that. We're not going to lie about it. And today in 2023, 22 is better. So, and the younger generation didn't have to go through what maybe some of us went through. But now we're more together. We're more conscious. And we're all like, together. We understand that we may be all related at the end of the day.
So
I said, you know what? Something that we can't dismiss is that sugar industry. The sugarcane industry was a part of all of our story. And what happened then, I start noticing also, you know, when you put a microscope on something, you notice bigger and bigger stuff. So
yeah.
I'm like, yo, what's going on with that? Like, where are the black folks in the industry? Where are the our ancestors? What's the heritage that they left us behind?
And
it's scary. I'm not going to lie. It's scary because the answer to that is not a lot. We're not in the top tier for the rum. We're still at the bottom. They're still in the fields. Nobody really owns. And if they own, from what I'm understanding, they're always getting a backlash or whatever. So having that said, I was like, wow. You know, and I always wanted to do a festival. So that was the history part. And then I said, yo, you know what? Let me do my part. Because I said, I have to bring to light that every time we're drinking a $25, $40, $60 bottle, well, we're feeding people, man, back home.
Yeah.
We're feeding people somewhere. And I said, you know what? We need to appreciate that. So instead of trying to finish bottles or whatever, that's not the point. The point is, you know what? We're helping families back there. And that made me start, you know what? I have to investigate a little bit more into the business. And then push came to shove. I started the first Rum Festival in 2018.
Yo, listen, man, right before the pandemic, the world changed. So now let's talk about YUL Rum Fest. First of all, I made a mistake. It should have been my first question. What is your favorite rum? What are the bougie guys that are doing the Rum Fest? Come on. Give me the name that nobody knows. It's some from some back home country, some black roots rum. What's your favorite rum?
Wow. My favorite rum I mean, I can't say there's a favorite one. It's complicated, but man, there's so many, like, because I tasted so many. So I can't even say what's my favorite one, but I'll tell you this. The most important thing we need to understand, and Jamaica, Haiti, Martinique, Guadeloupe, I think St. Lucia, a lot of us have rums that are called agricole rum. That means it's pure sugarcane juice.
Yeah.
A lot of us. And those are the rums.
Yeah.
The rums or molasses. So they use molasses to pot still, distill it, whatever, the way they did it. But when you have that pure, so that's why I said it's hard for me to tell you to answer that question, because as a West Indian or Caribbean descent, I should say, we're born in the Bentley of rums, man.
Yeah. We know some joints.
Right?
Yeah.
We're born in it. So that's why you're going to notice different qualities of rum, and you're going to be like, I'm not drinking that.
Mm.
You know, I'm not tasting that. I might cook with that. I might drink some meat with that.
Oh, dumb ones. Yeah, dumb ones. I don't think it's made for my body. And you know what I love about... What I love about the Caribbean is that, like, every country has their signature rum.
Yes.
St. Lucia, you know, Chairman's Reserve has messed me up a long time. Grenada's got some rough one, too. Obviously, Jamaica got some potent stuff. But let's talk about this. First of all, let the people know, what can they expect at a YUL Rum Fest? We want to also know, how come it's not multiple times a year? Because we love rum. So let people know. So you know, give us those two questions, those two answers.
So what to expect at a rum festival is very simple. Our first thing is discovery. I think there's a lot of misconception, like I said, about rum. People are going to tell you, I don't like rum, because you have the rums that are at the SAQ because you're in Montreal, and you think that's probably the benchmark of rums. And no, then it's not true. You have a bunch of rums that are out there that are not even in the country or not even in the province. So you're not your state of mind, but the facts are wrong right away. You know what I mean? And the second thing is, you get to appreciate a culture, traditions. You get to understand the land, because, like you said, different countries have different rums because they have different soils, sugar canes.
Give them the science, Beverly. Give them the silence. He's here talking about the soil and thing. Talk to them, Beverly.
When they're volcanic, that means they have more mineral. So they give more substance to your rum. So that's why we came out this year with a podcast.
Yeah.
We have a podcast now. It's on, you can check it out. It's rum.aficionados.
Yeah, rum aficionados. You know? I'm waiting for my invite on that as well. I ain't gonna hold you, Beverly.
Consider it done. Consider it done. So, you know, that's what they have to expect. Another thing is, I'm going to give you an exclusive, because you my man.
This the place, B.
I really want, at the end of the day, because I'm at the end of the day, like you said, we're entrepreneurs, we're businessmen. Mm. And I would love to have, like I said, I want to have our footprint in the business. So I would love for us to get together as shareholders. Mm. We are bringing in rums, and we start distributing it to the SEQ, and we promote it as hard as we can.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie, man. I was in the music business, and I'm still there. But I've been inspired by a lot of guys from the States, I should say, because we're all Americans at the end of the day. We're in Canada.
Yeah.
We're Americans.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was always looking at these guys getting the cognacs, their vodka, and the rap videos and promoting it, and they're having shares. So every time there's a sale, they get money. Every time you start buying it, they, you know, there's money to be made. And I'm thinking about generational wealth at the end of the day. And if you pay attention, during the pandemic, four things were open: pharmacies, grocery stores, the weed spots, and the SEQ.
Yep.
That's all I gotta say. Anyway, back to my point.
I found that weird too. I'm like, okay, well, SEQ is an essential service. All right, cool.
Yes. But you know, that's another conversation. But you gotta understand where we are, and I think we can bring it to the level where we're shareholders, We could do some business speed dating. There's a lot of companies that want to come in, and I'm bringing them in. You know, I'm bringing them in. There's paperwork, whatever, but I'm doing it. The first year of the Rum Festival, we brought in 4 rums that are not in the SEQ. We're the first ones to bring in Clairin from Haiti. Woo! I brought him two times. I brought some rum from St. Martin's, man. I brought some rum from St. Kitts and Nevis. Okay. Yeah. So I was like, and I was a rookie. Like, that was my first one. I was a rookie, man. I was putting up AI numbers like I was on the basketball court. Like,
watch this guy, you know, Beverly.
You know, so I was like, okay, there's a lot to be done. So now, that's what it was. For the second question, the only reason why we don't have 2 festivals during the year is because it's complicated already to do one. And to go even further and deeper to that question is because there's a lot of funding that has to be involved. Mm-hmm. And right now, a lot of the funding came from my pockets. The second one came from Group Concept that were supporting us to reinforce our financial capacities and organizational skills, for the business. So they helped us out, and I want to give a shout out to Group Concept. They're an incubator. Sure. They're like the Silicon Valley, but for black folks, man. That's all I got to say.
I got to get down with them. It's the first time I hear about them. I got some moves, too. I need to organize and line up. We're going to talk off air. But basically, let the people know, I've been munching on my city. I've been speaking to the creator and founder of YUL Rum Fest. I know a lot of y'all have been there. I saw the Snapchat, saw the videos. But Beverly, let the people know how can they connect with you, how they can follow you throughout the year. Listen, Montreal, we only get this once a year. We got to come out. I'm going to have my official Wheezy Moon Chaser booth. And we'll talk about, I got some ideas too, Beverly. We're going to talk off air. I want to have a taste testing booth. People come through, they meet me, we talk. You know what I mean? We'll talk off air. But Beverly,
what you're saying is so good, is because we do one rum festival, but we want to build a rum club. That's why we have the podcast, so that even during the year, maybe 2 times a year, you know, I mean, 2 times, every 2 months, I should say, you know, you can have a rum tasting. Right now, we have a rum from South Africa. I want to shout out my man Carl that brought in a rum from South Africa. He sells it in BC, but I have the batch right here in Montreal. So we're planning to do a rum tasting. So I'm going to keep you updated. And you know what? You can even do a raffle for sure.
That's how you feeling, Beverly. Okay, how you feeling. Well, we're going to line up the raffle. Also, too, I want my members' card for the rum club. I want to join that. Put me on the mail list for the tasting. Because I don't know if you know the show, but I be drinking in the morning. For the back of the throat. I don't have the alcohol. For the back of the throat. Beverly, you've been a great soul. Come back to the show anytime. You're a friend of the show. And I'm going to hold you for that giveaway. Let me know when I come pick up that bottle to give it away.
Yeah, and before I leave, I want to tell you, check it out. Our Instagram page is YULRUMFEST. We also have the podcast at RUM.aficionados. And I want to say, by the way, I'm leaving Thursday. I'm leaving to go to...